Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for October 10th to the 16th. So, I hope that you guys are feeling okay. We've had a pretty powerful full moon that we've just come through. So that would have been yesterday. Although it was kind of interesting because it felt like it was peaking on like Saturday night. And I know there were so many of us that were feeling like that. That, you know, it came in on Saturday, that whole system with the nausea, with the really severe dizziness, you know, with the just really not feeling well, like that sense of like, what's coming? Something's coming that doesn't feel good. You know, that unexpected visitor that you're not anticipating. And then it cleared out a bit. It was, you know, Saturday night was a rough night energetically for sure. I feel like our souls were doing a lot of work in other realms, a lot of popping in and out of the physical body. And then it kind of, you know, and then we're still, you know, the full moon energy kind of lingers a little bit, but it kind of dissipated a little bit slightly, but then, you know, hard to say that it didn't go quite away. It wasn't completely gone away. And so, you know, it's interesting how everybody feels differently depending on where their frequency is, like, you know, right, where you are energetically. One of the big things, though, for those of us that are empaths or sensitives is to remind ourselves that when these energy systems come in, to really say to ourselves, this is not my energy, it's not my energy, it can leave. And then you'll find that if you do that when you're doing the other things, so when you're saging yourself or you're tapping or you're meditating or doing any of the things that you do to make yourself feel better, you will recognize that the frequencies then shift and move and leave you much quicker rather than when something is coming through for you to automatically think, oh my God, what's going on? What is this? Blah, blah, blah. Right? And that it goes hand in hand with the, you know, the self-medicating for things. So, you know, when you're feeling shitty about something or something shitty's coming through and you go and you self-medicate it, so you dull it, that frequency doesn't leave you. That frequency stays within you. So remind yourself about that instead of the, you know, especially you guys are, you know, you're here on this path with a purpose. This is, you know, the we've been hearing this for a really long time, and we're going to see more and more evidence of it, though, because as the frequency of this planet shifts and changes, our frequency must shift and change with it. If it doesn't, you're not going to be able to live well on this planet. That's going to be the truth of it. So, you know, many of us know this, we have this sense of knowing, and you'll see, you know, bits and pieces of evidence of this within yourself, of the work that you've done based on your reactions to certain situations. And if you pay attention to that, you know, there's maybe things from the past that normally when they would come up or situations would arise, you would have a triggered reaction to it. Pay attention to that, because if that's still happening for you, then there's still work to be done on that aspect of you. But on the other hand, if these situations arise and you either, you know, you recognize how you're feeling very quickly in the situation and you change it, then you can, you know, have the acknowledgement that, oh, okay, so my frequency is changing. I am managing to keep my frequency up. I'm managing to clear out all that other yucky debris. So really, really pay attention to stuff like that, because there's always, remember, all of the experiences that we're having, they all come together, they're all created so that we can experience an emotion which then creates a frequency. That's really kind of the whole, when we talk about the purpose of everything, or, you know, like, why did this happen? Why is this happening? It's all about frequency. When we really simplify it, it's all about creating a certain frequency. And so, remember, the purpose of being on the planet right now at this particular time is to change the frequency of the planet. And so we need to do this by raising our frequencies. So this means that, you know, many of us, many of us, you know, a big part of what we've been doing for, you know, a big part of the time here is we have been releasing the lower dense frequencies because there was a lot of it. So this is when they say to me right now, they're saying the transmuters. So many of us as transmuters, we, you know, part of the job is to transmute all these lower dense frequencies. And so this will often be by putting you, transplanting you and putting you into a space where you are around other souls, other human beings that really need a lot of work and a lot of help with this. So pay attention to that, of, you know, your soul circles, your families, your friends, even the towns that you're in, you know, the areas that you're in. There are very, very dense vibrational frequency places. And if you've been placed in a certain spot or a certain area, a certain demographic, it's likely because you're transmuting, you're helping to transmute the energies in that particular space. That's a big job. It really is, because it's very, you know, it's one thing you've got to be doing your own work because you have your own stuff, your own soul family that you came into, and then the souls that you, you know, circulate around you and attract to you. But then you're also doing, you know, you're working with the collective energies as well. So it's a really big job. It really, really is. And so pay attention though. You know, I feel like we have been reaching moments lately where we're getting validation of, oh, okay, yes, that's changed for me. Or now I notice that reaction in that person is different. So pay attention to that stuff. Again, you know, of course, the full moon energy will drive everybody crazy. It brings the crazies up in everybody. Everybody will have had their moments of high, intense, emotional energy, right? That's what the full moon does. The full moon shakes the crazy out. So, there was so much that happened over the weekend. There was a stabbing. There was people were in accidents. There was a lot of that kind of energy happening on the weekend. And of course, you know, that's the full moon energy. And there was full moon in Aries. So it was going to come in with a bam. It wasn't, you know, Aries energy is not soft and subtle. So it was definitely here to shake up some stuff. So pay attention and notice if there were things that happened over the weekend, over the last weekend of coming up for you, of how well you made it through kind of that energy of the full moon. You know, did you do well? Did you manage to, you know, to stay in your own lane? Did you manage to, you know, use the tools that you have? And there's no guilt or shame in any of this at any point. Remember this. This is, you know, if you have a moment where, you know, you're completely stuck in human mode and it becomes ego and pain body and you're having reactions to stuff, don't beat yourself up about that. Remember, you are still having a human experience. There's no way to bypass the human experience stuff. You're on a planet that is governed by all of the, you know what I mean? Like, so do not beat yourself up about it. So if you had a moment where you lost your shit and you couldn't get it together, or you were thinking negatively about somebody, or you were triggered, or any of the stuff that, you know, which is less than ideal for affecting your frequency, you know, remind yourself again, just, you know, remind yourself, okay, say next time when that comes up, my reaction will be different. Next time when I start to feel that frequency shift and come in and take over, when I start to feel that anger bubbling up or that resentment or that rage or whatever it is that comes through for you, remind yourself how that changes your frequency and remind yourself that, you know, it has lasting effects on your vibration. And so, you know, you being the master of your domain, is that something that you want to bring into your frequency? This will be really, really important going forward because, of course, we are moving into eclipse season. And so I could hear all of the, oh no, eclipse. Yeah, eclipse season. Eclipse season is is really kind of like, you know, the tsunami of the spiritual energy. So we're coming into this season of it. So October 25th, which is at the end of the month, it will start the eclipse season, which will be with our new moon. And we're having a solar eclipse in the sign of Scorpio. This is, and remember, eclipse seasons aren't like little tiny windows of energy like the full moon or the new moon energy. They're big, massive energies because they're massive energies, right? So this window, you probably are already going to start feeling it. We're probably already, you know, we're what, the 10th, 11th, 11th of October, the 10th going in. So it's that this window is probably already opening up for us or probably maybe feeling it. And so it's going to be intense. It's the energy is going to be really intense. Really, I'm start paying attention to what the Schumann's doing, what the space weather's doing, because really, like right now, again, the Schumann, like oddly low, strangely low, being like that for a very long time, still doesn't make any sense to me. The geostorms, solar flare stuff, it's kind of like we've been having the solar flares continue. We've been having some M-class solar flares. You know, a few weeks ago, we had the X-class solar flare, which was a big big deal. That's a big energy coming off. But we haven't, the last couple of days, there hasn't been any big massive shift or happenings. Like, we're not getting smashed with the CMEs. So it's very interesting. We're going to pay attention as we come into the eclipse season, because typically during eclipse season, all of that stuff becomes aggravated as well. So we tend to see, you know, more of the solar flares, more of the geostorms. Certainly we were seeing Schumann spikes. We haven't seen a Schumann spike in forever. So very interesting. Again, I just feel like, you know, when I tune into the frequency of the earth, the center of the earth, so Mother Gaia's energy, I don't feel anything different. So I feel like, so meaning if there's a lot of energy coming through, it feels like there's a lot of energy coming through. It does not feel like the data or the charts that we're receiving on it is reflecting that for some reason. And I find that strange. I really, really do. And I haven't seen anybody else talking about it yet. So hopefully somebody's guides give them some insight and we can get some information, because my team is not. They're like, again, you know, being psychic doesn't mean that you get all the information. It literally means that, you know, your team gives you the stuff as you need it, right? They don't. This is why, you know, it's funny. I get it, but I still, you know, for some people are afraid to go to psychics. Some people don't want to hear what a psychic has to say because they're afraid that something's going to come up that's going to, like, you know, terrify them. And it just doesn't work like that. They, you know, they never ever give us anything that we're not ready to hear, right? And I suppose some people are like, you know, they'd rather put their head in the sand. Yeah, I don't want to hear that. And even if I know it, it might be true. I don't want to hear it. And that's okay. But, you know, from a psychic level, receiving information, they really only give it to us as we need it. And you know, I get it. There's a purpose for that, because again, if they give us too much information at once, it becomes overwhelming. It can fill us to capacity and then we can't receive anything, or, you know, you might get stuck on something. And so obviously they know how well we work, and so they give it to us as we need it. So it's this, so the eclipse season, all of this, you know, it's interesting because I was listening to Pam Gregory, the astrologist, and she's very good. You should listen to her, because she has all of the scientific, all of the astrology aspect, all of it, but that she's very intuitive and she never talks about that part of it, but she really is. And she used the word that, you know, as we're coming into the solar eclipse energy, she said, moving with dizzying speed. And I really feel like that's significant, because so many of us have been having that, you know, ascension symptom, the dizziness, you know, and she was saying that, well, even the astrologers are feeling that as well. So I find that really kind of, you know, because for me, the dizziness has always been the, you know, one of the indicators of the stuff that's going on when things are changing. And I find it interesting that now so many people are experiencing that and feeling that. And they're saying to me right now that's because the planet has had a significant shift. So there's actually been a significant shift with the gravitational pull of the planet. And that's, you know, there's a purpose behind that, right? That's to assist it in, again, in the frequency like that. Like that's almost like a big major move that's happened. And so I find that interesting. And even though I you know, hate the dizziness, it's, you know, one of the things that I absolutely do not like to experience at all. I'm thankful that I'm starting to get the validation that it is in fact serving a big purpose. So that's helpful for sure. So when I asked about what we can do, how we can get through this, is this is some of them, this is specifically for our hub members. Okay. So this was the advice that they said was to go within. So they said outside is going to be chaos. So we're going to be experienced, you know, we're coming up into the elections. We've got the war going on. We've got the stuff with Korea, with the missiles and Putin and the, you know, Europe's not going to have any heat this winter. And there's, this is crazy shit that's going on this, you know, and don't think for a moment that, you know, North America is not going to be involved in that. We're massively connected to everything that's happening, everywhere. So it's going to be, you know, your safe place is going to be to go within, because the outside is going to be chaotic and it's going to feel like there's no control, out there. You're not going to be able to control anything out there, because things are playing out. They're all, you know, they're playing out the way that they're meant to play out. But you do have the control within. So that's, you know, they talked about the balancing levels of emotions. So this is, again, we go back to, it's all about how you're feeling. So it's not how you think you feel or how you think you should be feeling. It's all about how you're feeling. And they use the words, this is, you know, pretty powerful. They said mastery over emotions. So you're going to remind yourself, you know, when we talk about our soul energy, so our soul energy is very neutral, right? It's very neutral. It doesn't get overly excited. It doesn't get overly angry. It's a very, very neutral energy. And it's really helpful to kind of be there, have that as your alignment, as your, you know, you're bringing in, because remember that exercise, if you guys haven't done it yet, we did the meditation for our soul energy monthly forecast, which you can go into the hub and listen to. But we did the meditation where the gauge came up, where we can gauge, right, how true this is, we can use the gauge for a lot of things. We can also use that gauge for, you know, going in and feeling, you know, who's driving my vehicle right now? Who's directing my experience right now? Is it my soul energy, or is it my ego or my pain body energy? And so keep in mind when we talk about, you know, if we allow our soul to be, you know, the guiding light, the, you know, the main source, we won't experience any of the, you know, really, really strong, intense frequencies through emotion. We won't have, because we'll recognize it. And then we always, you know, the soul has a very, very powerful ability to kind of maintain an equilibrium within everything, which is, you know, it's a balancing act for sure. But for those of us who, you know, do the work, those of us who, you know, have been doing all of the letting go, the releasing, all of that stuff, our soul energy comes into alignment much quicker, much faster, stays in there much longer than a lot of people. So have that acknowledgement, but use that as kind of your guide, because you will start to begin to recognize when you're talking to other people or when you're having other experiences with other people, you can start to recognize, especially if you are in alignment with your soul, you'll start to recognize how out of alignment they are. You'll just have this recognition. It's almost like, you know, you're speaking a different language. It really is like that. And you'll have that knowing about that. And kind of you can play around with this, but remember when they say to us the mastery over our emotions, this is going to be really, really important about that, you know, going within and again, recognizing, you know, first of all, you know, what's yours, what's not yours. And then recognizing, you know, if it is yours, if there is some stuff in there that's yours, that's kind of tangled in amongst other things, is it time to let it go? Is it, you know, are you ready to finally release that and, you know, take off the Band-Aid and stop doing the numbing stuff and, you know, and really let it go? Because that's really what's going to be needed in order to be able to move forward in the way that we need to. That's what's going to be needed. And so think about this too, because again, don't think for a moment that you're like, and I'm not saying this to scare you or to give you the doomsday, but remember, everything carries a frequency. Everything holds a frequency. And so we know that disease starts in lower frequencies, right? It's not a, you know, it's not a coincidence, or it's not a, you know, bad luck that the people get sick. It's because of the frequency that they're carrying. So remind yourself about that, because that going forward will be a really, really big deal. So again, on here, they just said every experience is being created to generate a feeling, a frequency. So remind yourself right now this, because again, choose wisely. You can choose your frequencies wisely. So staying present helps this. So staying in the moment. And this was interesting because they said to me, stagnation can serve a purpose. So I know a lot of us have been feeling this kind of stagnation energy, like this kind of like, oh, should I be doing that? Oh, okay, I really don't feel like doing that. Should I be? No, I'm not doing that right now. A lot of us have been feeling that energy lately. And I really feel like this is kind of like energy reserving for us. Like they've been saying, well, no, we have something bigger that we want to be doing with you soon. So you're going to be storing that energy. We need you to kind of keep that energy. And so they also said, so we're riding out the turbulence. So again, that's going to be the chaos that's happening without, you know, outside in the crazy, crazy world. We're going to ride that turbulence out. They did confirm that. So our cells, you know, it's been happening probably for a couple of weeks now, but our cells are receiving the DNA upgrades. This was good insight and validation to this though, because they said the old cells are withering away, and that can be where we're feeling unwell, right? That's where that, again, you know, it's when something new is coming in, something old has to go out. And it's kind of in that transitional state where we can feel unwell, where we can, like, you know, feel like maybe we're not sleeping well, and then we're tired, and, you know, the digestive stuff that could happen, the headaches, all of that. And that's about the cells changing, the cells going. So the next little while here, they said to us, self-discovery is going to be really, really important. And they said taking a step back in time through our dreams. And it was interesting because they did that. And then they showed me an example through my own dreams. So just as an example, so there is this guy that I know in this particular, in this lifetime. And he was somebody who, you know, I did business with, did, you know, like professionally, in my community, like so many different things. And we always had like this love-hate relationship. It would go back and forth all the time. And most of the time it would end not well. It was just, you know, we ended up becoming mortal enemies on a certain level. And it's very interesting because he's actually been popping into my dreams lately. And in the dreams, it's had the same kind of thing. One dream, it would be like, oh, we were best friends and everything was perfect. And then the next dream, we were hating each other again. And then it was interesting because last night in my dream, he actually fell backwards into a pool and hit his head and was going to drown. And then I went in and saved him. And so really pay attention to, like, again, you know, there's sometimes a lot of things can't play out in this one realm, so they play out in other realms. And I really feel like there's, you know, part of that stuff that we're doing is that, like, equalization of, you know, so this is what we talk about when we talk about karma or karmic debt. That's exactly that kind of thing. So two souls that actually agreed to come in to work on some stuff with each other, you know, two souls that ignite maybe the worst parts of each other, but to work through it. And I feel like some of the times here in this lifetime, we didn't work through it or didn't get to where we were supposed to. So now we're seeing other aspects of it happening in the dream state. So when they talk about the self-discovery, take a step back in time through your dreams, that's what they're showing us. So probably a good time to, you know, if you don't already, to kind of start journaling your dreams so that you can kind of make sense of that all and be like, oh, okay. And you'll notice this because when that happens, there's like, there will be a definite lightness in your energy, a definite shift in your energy, which is kind of cool. Because I feel like there's a lot of the, you know, the soul interactions playing out like that, that are going to start to heal themselves. They're going to be like, they'll be much lighter in your frequency. There'll be much more lightness around it, which again, is, you know, part of the work that we're doing here. This is, we cannot continue to carry these heavy, dense frequencies and help this planet to rise in frequency at the same time. We just can't do it. We're just, you know, again, I think they've showed us before, it's like you're getting on the plane and your baggage is too heavy. Yeah, you have to either unpack some stuff or leave your baggage at the airport and start from scratch. And I feel like that's kind of what they're going to be doing with us for the next little bit. So we have our healing circle together, which will be this Saturday. We're going to be doing it 1 p.m. Eastern time. So hopefully you guys can make that fit into your schedule and you can pop up. It's going to be powerful. We're going to be doing some work on our chakras, but we're also going to be doing the energy healing. So I'm going to do the group healing for everybody. And we do have, so I'm lining up things for our end of the month readings. And so I do have our one confirmed guest so far, still working on some other. So we do have Christian coming and join us. That's the country clairvoyant. We did have him before. He's awesome. I love his energy. Just waiting to hear back from a couple of other friends. So I'll let you guys know as that comes up. But hopefully you guys can mark that date on your calendar for the readings and everybody can be there because it's fun when everybody's there. Okay, my lovely, sending you huge, huge blessings. Have a great week and I will see you guys on Saturday. Bye.